Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. It may not strike you as a typical bestseller, but the Christian Bible is the best-selling book since Gutenberg first reproduced it in print in 1455. The Bible has been translated into 2,400 different languages, and now there's even a green version. The Green Bible is printed on recycled paper with soy-based ink. More than 1,000 of the passages that reference the earth or environment are highlighted in green. The edition includes essays by theological leaders such as the late Pope John Paul II and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. But perhaps the most accessible introduction to this Green Bible comes from University of Wisconsin biologist and evangelical apostle Calvin DeWitt. His essay is entitled Reading the Bible Through a Green Lens. God, says Professor DeWitt, calls on us to care for his creation.
The first reference to be fruitful and multiply is in Genesis 1:22, be fruitful and multiply and fill the skies and fill the seas. And it's a blessing of fruitfulness to the birds and the fish, and by implication to the rest of the creatures of creation. And then in Genesis 1:28, that blessing is also given to human beings. Then Genesis 2 comes by and it says, now you serve this creation. You serve the garden. You know, as in any book, you don't stop at reading the first few paragraphs or the first chapter. If you look at Genesis 2:15, which is that great passage on the service of creation and keeping creation, you can get from that our current idea of conservice or conservation.
It's really fascinating to look at the Bible and its references to the earth and to the environment. And even around such core questions as original sin. Now, we human beings get tossed out of the Garden of Eden after committing sin, which involves, I guess, an environmental impropriety, having that apple.
Yeah. The story here is that human beings decide not to live within the limits of the garden. Of course, that is not only apparent then, but it's also apparent in our present day. Living within limits, even when those limits are designed to preserve yourself and to preserve the creatures and the whole of creation, is something that often is rebelled against by human beings. And certainly that was the case with the first human beings.
Later in the book of Genesis, God commands Noah to build an ark and take a pair, that is male and female, of every animal into that ark while he floods the earth to destroy life on earth. So, in terms of the environmental perspective, what's the moral of that story?
First of all, it's the world's first Endangered Species Act. What the passage tells us is that the lineages of the various living creatures has to be conserved. Of course, I, as an ecological scientist, also hold that just strictly from a scientific perspective, and that is if we destroy the very system that sustains us, we destroy ourselves.
Looking further here at the opening of the Bible in the early chapters, we come across the principle of the Sabbath. Now, this is not just about a day of rest for people. It's a time of rest for the earth as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's quite right. What we know is when we give rest to ourselves, to the creatures under our care, to our land, and to what we call natural resources, that's really also beneficial to them for sustaining them over the very long run. And that's the practical result of keeping the Sabbath.
Calvin DeWitt, what do you say to people who say that they are religious, but they drive gas guzzlers, they don't recycle, and in fact are pretty poor environmental stewards?
Well, if the people that are doing this are very, very strict in terms of their interpretation of the Scriptures, then I will bring to light for them Revelation 11:18, that those who destroy the earth will be destroyed. That, of course, can be very effective if you take every verse very seriously. We can use the example of Jesus, who is a person who takes on the form of a servant, the life of a servant, and serves, does not accumulate, but simply pursues justice, love, care for the poor, care for the land, and who invites us to behold the lilies of the field and the birds of the air.
Calvin DeWitt wrote an essay in the Green Bible. He's a professor of environmental studies at the University of Wisconsin in Madison and also president of the Academy of Evangelical Scientists and Ethicists. Thanks so much, Professor DeWitt.
You're so welcome.